I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
all right, welcome back. Intangibles do me up. Yo, what that is.
Yeah, it's that water squirt.
It's Intangibles Kool-Aid.
Tell you guys up until...
This is real Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. So that's not Mio.
Yeah.
Hate that. Or that Crystal Light. Get out of here.
Crystal Light, eh? You rock with that?
No. I'm saying give me that... I want that stuff where I can't see through it when I put it up in the sun. Kind of stains my fingers. Gives me diabetes. That's the Kool-Aid that I want.
Well, my grandmother used to make it.
Yeah, where's that?
She used to get a big pot of water.
That's good.
And cook the Kool-Aid in there and then melt the sugar.
No, she knows things.
Wow.
Yeah, so when you put it in the jug, you ain't have to worry about the sugar on the bottom or nothing like that.
Wow. No, that's next level right there.
That's a professional Kool-Aid maker, baby.
That's pretty good.
A little sweetener.
Oh, yeah, a lot of sweetener.
Dude.
A lot of sweetener.
Them people in New Orleans ain't big because they put a little sweetener in nothing.
A little sweetener. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat, they lost to the New York Knicks 116-107. Karl Anthony Towns had 44 points. Tyler, he had 34. Great game by him. Everybody else? Jimmy Butler, he said after the game, "We haven't had a good third quarter all season." That is factually true.
Nice. Oh,
and you play a pivotal role in that.
Jimbo.
Like, now you want to be Captain Obvious?
Jimbo.
That's all right. I'm more than sure you're on his list.
Hard to say.
Are you going to try to get to the end of the show without having to...
No, I will get to it, but we have things to get to. Like, you guys are being you're deterring off of the
rundown. You're never
going to
get to it.
That's not true.
You do this all the time.
You're deflecting, okay? An hour ago, you started going...
Can we have some kind of penalty if you don't?
No.
Penalty.
What is this thing where you guys get to have rules over the radio show?
Because like, you lie.
I'm not lying. Hold on. Can I just say what I'm insulted by right now? I just want to say I'm insulted by this because, you know, you guys think you get to pop in whenever you want on the screen, willy-nilly. Maybe it's 11. Maybe it's 12. Maybe it's 12:30. You know, you're in, you're out. You got to talk to Big Deb. I have a format I have to keep up, okay? I am a professional.
Format?
I have a format I have to keep up. I have sponsors. I have liners. I have reads. And I can't just let them go willy-nilly because you guys want my trade list. So
no.
You're being very selfish.
You brought it up.
You're bad teammates.
Wait. When you started chairing back and forth across the screen.
Right.
I'm more than sure I've never seen Greeny do that, Mr. Professional.
Greeny? That guy walks, he actually wears an Aaron Rodgers jersey on ESPN. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Go read your liners.
I'm trying. But you guys, again, you're like, oh, you're intentionally doing something. No, I have things to get to. And it's quite insulting.
If you would stop talking, you could get to
them. I was trying to stop talking, but you guys then interrupted
Bastard
and you wanted to keep going.
Hey,
you know what you guys are?
Get to it.
You guys are finger pointers, not thumb pointers. No accountability. That's what they call you two.
I'm going to point a finger at you.
And the thing is, this is the...
I'm just scared.
And I just want to say something.
Now he's going to keep on going. Do you see? Oh, my goodness. You are...
Jennifer might shoot it.
No, like the thing with Jennifer is she doesn't really care who's on my trade list if it actually makes sense about the trade. She just wants to be a rat and take notes so she can bring it up whenever. Ergo, there's no purpose in bringing it up to her. She wants to use it for evil purposes. Because if Giannis
get off the screen, if that will help you.
Oh, you'll still write it down. Do you think I was born at night? Like, come on, ridiculous question.
No.
If Giannis is linked to the Heat,
born at night because there was too much drinking going on.
If Giannis was linked to the Heat, and I don't bring it up, that's not me doing my job. But me having to bring up trades that are not relevant yet. Is I don't know. It seems pointless at this time.
Oh,
here,
my
not
goodness.
For nothing. Not for nothing.
Now I have a trade. I have a trade. Marcos has seen the trade.
Let me say this. You're wrong from this standpoint. Because if I'm a fan of the Heat, I'm thinking, ooh, Giannis, how is this even possible?
Right.
How can they pull this off?
Mm-hmm.
And your reply should be, all they have to do is trade so-so and so. They can stay under the cap and blah, blah, blah. So
if it was that easy, not, if it was that easy.
Okay. But if Giannis can end up with the Heat, aren't you being responsible if you give the fans an idea of how it could happen?
Nah, I don't think they really care about that with me.
Wait a minute.
I think what they want is me to do the whale thing.
Here's his response. Nah.
I think everybody knows who the pieces are. What do I need to tell you what the pieces are? You guys know what the roster is.
But you don't have to trade all the pieces. Some of them. And so we would like to know.
So, like, if you had to do your pieces, what would they be?
I'm just saying.
Like, what would your piece?
Hey,
he'll give you his picks if you give him.
No. I want to know. Like, if it's so easy, like, say, like, what would your pieces look like?
I didn't even bring up the trade.
Interesting.
You brought it up.
Well, I just brought up a rumor. I didn't bring up a trade. I brought up a rumor.
See, you guys ever seen First 48?
What's the difference here? But can I ask you the way you snowboarded back and forth in the chair? That didn't sound just like a rumor.
Look,
that sounds like the way you left the segment making whale noises and all that. That didn't sound like a rumor.
There are things that can get you excited. Rumblings can get you excited. Hubbub can get you excited, all right?
Hubbub.
Whispers, rumors. When it gets to reports, then we can start talking about trade pieces and trade one. If I do it otherwise, it seems premature. And also a little bit reckless.
You brought it up.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's true. It's the news of the day.
No, it's not.
It's the news of the day.
No, it is.
It will be.
You're exhausting.
You think?
Exhausting.
Jennifer, you think he's exhausting?
Look.
It is 1:09.
I love him so much. I'm going to be in here talking like Doc.
Look.
Like Doc Rivers, I'm going to be up in here talking. You're ridiculous.
I'm not being ridiculous. You know, it may seem that way sitting on your couch eating chips, but I'm not being ridiculous right now.
Oh, wow.
And what I want to do is I just want to be clear. I want to be clear that I have a trade. And Marcos has seen it. Okay? I have a trade. I have a trade. Okay? And Marcos has seen it.
Yeah. Slim, did you send it to Slim too?
I will.
All right.
I will.
Oh, so you sent it to everybody but me.
He called you out, by the way.
You sent it to everybody but me.
No. I'll tell you what the trade is.
I mean, look, you guys seen First 48. There's a guy who has information, and he says, hey, if you guys promise not to prosecute me,
right,
I'll give you the information.
Witness protection. But I can't.
That's what Toby
and Leroy has given me witness protection.
Is that why you wore a hat? Because you're in the darkness like Aaron
No,
Ross
I wore a hat to support the Canes. I wore a hat to support the Canes in Cam Ward. Hashtag
Ward for the Heisman. Yeah, the last hour of the show.
Mm-hmm. But what I think is interesting here is I've gotten witness protection. I've gotten immunity from Leroy. Marcos.
Yeah.
He's a stool pigeon. He'll do whatever I say.
Wow! But,
that's insane. Why would you even say that?
But
this happens every time.
But Jennifer, you can't trust her. You can't trust her with the information.
Of course not, because I'm not a pushover like Marcos.
How can you talk to him like that?
What?
Why are you talking
to him
like that?
How can that be any worse than calling somebody a stool pigeon? What is a stool pigeon?
It's offensive. That's what it is.
Be careful being a pigeon, Marcos.
You know what? If I was a pigeon, I'd fly over you and poop right on your hat.
Seriously. No, not the hat. The shoulder.
The shoulder? The shoulder, yes.
It's a person acting as a decoy or an informant.
Exactly. So he's not a stool pigeon.
No, he is. He's my decoy. That's
no, wait. No. Here's the deal. If he was a stool pigeon and he had the information, he would blurt it out.
If I gave him real information, which I did not. Because I can't trust him because he's a stool pigeon.
Because you didn't give him anything.
He just knows I can't read. He showed me the list. No one
anyway, you guys were very greedy this segment. Ergo, I'm out of time. So we gotta take
a
break.
Ergo and mature and all these things.
We gotta take a break.
Professional.
We gotta take a break, JJ.
Ergo, you just stalled for one more second.
If you guys,
he definitely did.
If you guys,
a little lighter. readers.
If you guys would
have
just...
What liners did you have? What reads?
I did headlines.
What reads did you have?
I did headlines.
Until next week.
I did headlines, okay? Which I told you were by Doral Kia, where you could choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Okay, I did that. And I believe I also told people about Tortuga, because we're giving you a chance to win a three-day pass to Tortuga. A pair of three-day passes, okay? All you got to do is text the word TURTLE to 20357. That's TURTLE to 20357. And you guys can win. Luke Combs is going to be there.
Okay.
Keith Urban's going to be there. Turtle? Yeah, that's right. Jelly Roll is going to be there. You guys can get more information at WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Don't text and drive. Oh. Interesting.
Hmm?
Very interesting.
Uh-oh.
But we got to get to Goosey's No Goosey's next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Because he's just an agreeer. He's a yes man.
He usually agrees with you!
He's a stool pigeon.
Oh my goodness, he normally agrees with you!
He just sits there. He says, oh, whatever you say, love me. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's time for our favorite Thursday game, a little Goosey's. No Goosey's. What do you got today for us, Froggy?
We have a plethora of excellent items on today's list of Goosey's or No Goosey's, but we're going to start with the Miami Dolphins, if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Someone who was always at the top of your list in regards to anytime touchdown. Ooh. River Craycraft. Mm. That's right. Craycraft relevant again because Tua announcing on his return what potentially could be Craycraft's new nickname.
You get River back. How do you look out there today?
It's my man.
How excited are you to have that guy?
The great white hope, River. Yeah, it's my man. I'm excited, man. Not just me, but a lot of the guys on offense as well.
Wow.
The great white hope.
Intangibles!
Is that messed up, though? Is that?
Why? I was glad to see, Washington get some run.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. It was not like you really...
I mean, he ain't getting no offensive play, but, yeah. He got to do some returns.
That's nice. Goosey's. I love River Craycraft.
Goosey's.
Conejo Blanco.
Oh, that's your boy right there.
Can I just say, if River Craycraft
walked
into this room and slapped me in the face, I wouldn't know it was him.
Oh, he's got to be wearing his uniform.
And they say, I know who you are!
I always remember some Marlins fan fest, you would go there and be like, oh, you guys better be wearing your jerseys.
Marlins fan fest.
Woo! Well, you got Goosey's.
It's a little tougher because a lot of the guys, oh, you always see them in helmets. So
yep.
I get that. I do, because I think anytime somebody Goosey's. Can return from injury, that makes the team better, and I'm happy. So I'm always going to have the Goosey's when somebody returns from injury.
J-Vic?
What exactly is supposed to give me the Goosey's? His nickname?
Yeah, just to his excitement.
No.
All right,
fair enough. Wow.
Well, tough crowd over there.
Are you not amazed?
She is not. Froggy?
I think I agree with Figgy, though. I got no Goosey's also.
Really?
No Goosey's.
Like, I mean, I haven't seen anyone other than... I really haven't seen anyone do anything in the receiving game. I'm supposed to think that this guy is going to be getting any play. I'm not falling for it. Anytime touchdown app. You're not taking my money.
Might take mine.
Really? But you would do a 13-team parlay.
I got 11. I got 11 down for tonight, baby.
Dade South says, never forget, his real name is Tanner.
Tanner?
Tanner Craycraft.
So it's not River. Why'd they call him River?
I think it was his parents gave him that nickname as a kid.
Same thing. Tanner, River, Connor.
What do you got for us else, Ribbit Craycraft?
Damn it. Objectively, that's a point.
Point!
All right. Number two on the list, OBJ.
If there's one brother thing of Cordell Beckham, winner of Love Island.
That's it. That's all he is now. Okay. Brother.
Is that what he's known for now?
Yeah. I mean, he's not known for playing football.
Who's had the better year?
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the brothers won.
You saying you'd rather be Odell's brother instead of Odell?
I didn't say that. All I said is who has had the better year.
Well, let's see how that year will end for OBJ as he reminds us, still fast.
Still run 20 miles an hour. I still run faster than the person who's chasing me. It just hasn't been the most opportunities, you know. Like I said, coming here, you know, we got two guys who are getting paid $30 million. You know, and that's it's how can I help and assist and find my way in. And I think as a team, we're just establishing who we are, what's going to be our identity. And I played football long enough to know that, you know, a 2-5 team could be 6-1. You know, it's always 1 to 2 possessions in a game that determine the whole outcome of a game. So, again, it's about having a sense of urgency. It's not like anything's over with. It's just about, you know, making those corrections and changing it, because at the end of the day, 10 games are going to be played. What your record's going to be is ultimately on you. But those games are going to get played. They're scheduled every Sunday. You know, we fly here or they fly here, whatever it is, they're going to get played. It's just about what are we going to do with those last 10 games that'll determine the outcome of the season.
No goosies.
Wow.
He went on for quite some time, too.
Too many words for no catches.
Plenty of words.
More words than catches.
I got no goosies because I blame Marcos for this.
No goosies. Fair point. Exactly what a stool pigeon would do.
I'll take blame for this. But you watch. Oh, he's going to have one game. One game.
I hope so. I'm waiting for it.
He's going to make it all worth it.
Hey, before he has one game,
yeah.
How about we get one catch? One catch.
It'll be that one game. It'll be an important catch, though.
Fig?
Nope. No gooseys for me.
No gooseys.
Croak Del Beckham Jr.?
Damn, what? He's just got these all. Just write these, basically.
Toe Del Beckham Jr.?
Damn.
Point four.
I got no gooseys.
No gooseys.
Because he's lying, dude. He doesn't.
You don't think he gets 20 miles an hour anymore?
There's no chance. I saw that video of him.
Do you even know what 20 miles an hour looks like?
Yeah, like how Jalen Waddle looks, or like how any other wide receiver except for Odell.
No, Jalen Waddle's faster than 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay, so maybe a little bit faster than what Odell is claiming he can be, but we saw him on that cut.
How fast did Fasano go?
18.
No.
17.
15 tops.
15 tops. Randy McMichael, though. 18.
No, dude, you don't... put up... Here, you keep doing your thing. I'm gonna do it.
All right, appreciate that.
What's he looking for?
No clue. Randy McMichael 40 times. Yeah, he's a liar. He's not fast, and no gooseys to him.
No gooseys.
What's number three?
Number three. Let's get to a quarterback who is fast. Cam Ward.
Oh,
yes. This weekend wasn't able to continue his streak of touchdown passes, although. Did have a touchdown catch that apparently he knew was going to be a touchdown immediately. This is Cam Ward.
I knew it was a touchdown, so he called it. In practice, we were 2 for 2 with tutties, so I know the game was going to be, we were going to get another one for a touchdown. You know, I'm glad I finally got to catch one. Everybody else catching touchdowns this year. I'm just glad I got my name in the paper.
Wow.
Wow.
Just happy to have his name in the paper. Totally.
That's Goosey's right there. Leader.
Come on.
Confident.
Knew it.
Heisman. Goosies.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I would actually venture to say that's Goosey's galore, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Goosey's galore.
Leroy? Begrudging Goosey's?
Okay.
Begrudging. A little bit. I'm not going.
A pinch of Goosey's.
Yeah. Just a.
That's fair.
Pinch of Goosey's is still Goosey's.
Pinch of Goosey's is still Goosey's.
JFig?
The second you said Cam Ward, that was Goosey's.
Wow. Oh, okay, yeah, I got it.
Goosey's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of why I have it. Like, I think sometimes we get caught up into what everybody's saying. They just try to say the right things. I think he's genuine, But I'm more excited about his, you know, what he's done, and not about trying to be the, trying to say all the right things all the time.
Marcos?
Oh, just normal name this time. I'm just going to go ahead and say Goosies, because even though he is saying all Goosies. The right things, it is nice to see him get a receiving touchdown. You know, you just kind of add that to the resume.
Still add to the resume. You know what I'm saying, Xavier Restrepo Toad?
Damn it. Almost.
What?
I'll take a minus one.
That's fair.
I got cocky.
Almost there.
Minus one.
Big name for me, dog. What else we got, Cam Wart?
Damn it.
Point. You realize you're the only one that says at the point, right?
I mean, when they're good, they're good. It's not me. I don't make the rules. I'm just.
She's lashing out at me today.
She's angry. I am. She's a bit angry today.
Yep.
It's probably because we didn't say hello to her. She just kind of came in yelling.
I don't need a hello, thanks.
See,
don't just screaming at me, demanding trade machines.
Angry.
Yep.
I need an answer.
Probably listen to like Slayer music today. Get her all pumped up.
It's
probably got her stomping boots on.
Stomping boots.
I will.
Right, so she's still got her bunny slippers on.
You have a costume by any chance, Jay Fig?
I am my costume.
All right.
Mm.
Scary enough, so that's understandable.
Number four
on the list. We're back in the time machine. The year is 2013. It is Halloween again.
Yeah.
It's getting spooky.
Mm?
The Dolphins need a play.
Huh?
Cam Wake
comes
up with the safety on Halloween.
Wow.
To send those Bengals home.
That's Goosey's galore. That was a great game.
That was a great
game. Won the game via safety?
Come on.
That's how you crazy. Get a safety, Tua.
That is how you do
Goosey's it. Is that galore. The same as when was it Denver was in the Super Bowl and their first drive, the ball went over his head?
Oof.
Yeah,
that's the opposite.
I always said Peyton Manning had shortstop hands.
Ooh, pretty good.
Goosies galore.
Leroy, you got the Goosies from Cam Wake's anniversary?
Cam Wake.
Yeah. That dude was a stud. Goosies. I like his pass also. The two Cams, I'm always going to be a fan of theirs based on their path to here.
That's right. Cam Wake, Cam right? Cameron.
Cam Wake came out of the Canadian Football League, and Cam Ward was a zero-star recruit.
Crazy.
So I'm always going to be fans of those guys.
Jay Fig?
Yep. Got the Goosies.
Yeah.
Goosies.
Good call.
What about you, Marcos?
I got the Goosies indeed.
Goosies!
I miss sacks on the quarterback. That was fun. Remember when we used to do
that?
He
was good at
that. Stop drafting. Get close, guys.
Well, I'll let him know.
Are there any Canadian sensations?
By the way, speaking of get back, I was watching Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado's get back coach.
Whew.
Big.
I'm like, he can't be the strength and conditioning coach. He must be the cook.
Interesting.
Must be the cook.
Known as Coach Flea.
Yeah, I was looking at it right now.
And nothing about him says Flea.
Coach Flea.
Oh, this is the same guy.
Hmm.
Coach Flea does look like a flea.
Oh, no. All I saw this guy on the sideline go, get back. You know, when it's cold outside and big guys sweat. That's how big he was.
Take a break. Back after this.
Turkey for me, turkey for you.
Manny lost to FIU.
Love to eat the turkey at the table.
University of Coral Gables.
Turkey for you and turkey for me.
It is time to fire Manny.
White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster.
It is Manny Diaz coming back week.
Don't lose.
Don't lose, dude. Don't lose. This is an absolute don't lose. 100%, Leroy. Do not lose this game to your former coach and all his hair gel. Don't do it. Although Cam Ward did say yesterday, he goes, the one thing I like, he goes, I like that FSU game. Show we're not one-dimensional. We'll run it down your throats. I was like, yeah, that's good.
That
was,
I mean, it just showed
that game that we're was not, so boring.
It was, but effective.
Yeah.
One-dimensional offense. The first, I could say, 2-3 games, our running game didn't have the numbers like it's been having the last couple games. And that's because the receiving core we have. I think the biggest thing that game shows that we're not one-dimensional. We really want to run the ball. Every down, we really can. The O-line, they be muddy. So they the reason why we're able to do what we do on offense. So the game like that is actually kind of just weird in a sense of when we actually watched the tape, we didn't get as many drives as we normally get throughout a game. We got less drives, and we were still able to capitalize on 7 of 8. So we were still able to move the ball efficiently. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We can run the ball, and they're not stopping it. We're going to keep on doing it.
Love it. This kid is good, man. Got a little MMA news, Leroy.
Mm.
Bilal Muhammad, welterweight champion, 170 pounds. Mm-hmm. He has pulled out of his fight with Shavkat Rakhmonov at UFC 310, which is supposed to be the final pay-per-view of the year.
Ah.
Be forewarned, I'm going to show you this foot, everybody, on our YouTube and Twitch.
No.
He has a bone infection.
Ew.
Ooh. In the...
Ooh.
They had to cut him open?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like my thumb.
Ooh.
That's what I had. I showed it to you guys when I had.
I remember. I recall.
Yeah, but a thumb and a foot are two different things.
It's he can cover up that foot.
Oh, oof.
Jesus Christ.
They say I caught a bone infection, had to put a PICC line in my arm for antibiotics, no physical activity for 6 weeks.
Look at that. Look how swollen his foot is. Oof.
Yeah.
All right. He's out. And Alex Pajeda.
Oh.
He has posted on Instagram a phone emoji to the UFC.
Oh, this guy, how many fights has he had?
This would be his fourth fight of the year.
That's amazing.
His fourth fight of the year. It would be his fourth title defense. I got to think that's a record. There's nobody who's done that.
This guy's an animal.
Now, who he fights, I don't really know. That'd be a good question. Like, I don't know who. I guess he would fight Ankalaev. Ankalaev just won, so they'd have to go turn around.
I got a question.
Hmm?
Have we reached a point in UFC where I no longer can pronounce anyone's name?
There's a lot of Russian talent.
It's funny because Tobin can't say enjoy, but he'll get those Russian names right.
I used to be able to say, Chuck Liddell will be fighting this weekend. That's not a thing.
Easiest names to pronounce.
Shamrock.
Easiest champions to pronounce in the UFC currently, John Jones.
Okay.
Is he fighting soon?
He's supposed to fight in November. He's fighting Stipe.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. Here are your champions right now, Marcos.
Yep.
Flyweight, Alexandre Pantoja.
Of course.
Bantamweight, Merab Dvalishvili.
Mm-hmm.
Featherweight, Ilya Topuria.
Okay.
Lightweight, Islam Makhachev.
Yeah, how could I get that one wrong?
Bilal Muhammad.
Love that.
Pretty easy.
That one's not bad.
Drekus Duplessis.
Sure.
That's only because we know that name, but if you look at it, it's really hard.
God bless you.
Looks like Drekus Duplessis.
Yes.
Alex Pajeda.
All right. Pereira, that's if you good. Read it. Like, it's obviously you're saying it correctly, but if I'm reading that, like.
It looks like Pereira, yeah.
Correct.
Strawweight, Zhang Weili.
Oh, okay. With an X to begin that name, great.
Z.
Okay, cool.
Flyweight, Valentina Shevchenko.
Oh, Shevchenko. Okay, almost had me.
Bantamweight, Juliana Pena.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We got one. That's one.
We got one.
That's one, right? Or am I being biased in that sense?
I don't know.
Come on.
You know how to do the Enye.
I think that one's someone. Someone give me something. That has to be one, at least, right?
She didn't win that fight, by the way. And then interim champion, Tom Aspinall.
Tom. Thank God for Tom. Old gasoline hands.
So, yeah. Very international ranking of champions right now.
The sport is growing, as they would say.
We got Brazil, Georgia slash Spain, Russia,
Iran. Oh, by the
Iran,
way, you pronounce
South Africa, those. Brazil. John Jones, the only American champion right now. Well, Juliana Pena's, I'm sorry, she's from Chicago. Two American champions right
but
now.
But wait, you see how meticulous he is with the pronunciations of those words?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, I don't know them. I listen to whatever John Anik says, and then I try and copycat him.
He's good.
He is good.
He knows things.
But I still don't know if I'm saying Marab's last name right.
One more time with that one?
Dwalishvili.
Yeah.
That one's really hard.
Dwalishvili.
D-V-
Sounds nice.
Dwalishvili.
D-V-A-L-I-S-H-V-I-L-I. But, like, man, if Pejeda goes and fights Magomed Ankalaev right after he just won. What did he just fought? October 5th? Gangster, dude. You know, he's trying to take, because everybody's wondering, should it be him or Topuria for the fighter of the year?
Oh, he's trying to.
But, like, so that would cement it. I mean, four title defense, that would cement it.
Jeez. What if he loses?
He won three times Topuria, but Topuria knocked out Max Holloway. First guy to ever do that. And he knocked out Volkanovski.
Oh, two big knockouts on his belt. But four title defenses? It's rough. And I'm sorry, if you said that this is the final pay-per-view of the year, where are Stipe and John Jones fighting?
No, so this, the one that Bilal pulled out of is in December.
Oh, okay.
The Stipe-John Jones one, I think, is the second week of November, or like the week before Thanksgiving. So, yeah.
All right.
Those are our two pay-per-views left.
I like that.
Hey.
What?
Get to it.
Get to what?
Don't think.
Oh.
Kamushka Madoff. And don't think you got away from this.
I don't like that.
Kamushka Madoff.
I'm not a mush.
That's pretty good. That's a good one.
Objectively a point, but I don't like it.
I like that one.
Hey. Point. No.
I like it.
The fraudulence?
How do you get a bone infection?
Ugh, gross.
How?
Yeah, how do you get a bone infection?
You can
falling for it, Leroy.
You can probably have like a sore or something, and then it gets infected, and then it gets all the way to the bone.
Wouldn't you think that like after all these years in dirty gyms that these guys would figure this stuff out?
Yeah, right?
No.
What's that other thing?
Every year,
staph infection?
Tobin, think about this. Every year during camp, somebody would disappear for a week. Oof. You know why? Staph infection.
Ugh.
It happens every year with a whole bunch of dudes in a locker room, right? Some of them are nastier than others. By the way, show the video real quick.
Which one?
The one I sent you.
The with you scaring your son?
Yeah.
Just put it on mute, I guess.
I don't have it. No,
he doesn't curse.
I don't have it.
He doesn't curse.
We review the audio.
He doesn't curse. There's no curse.
All right, you got to give me
a
second.
There's a lot of laughing.
You got to give me a second. Stall.
Is this the one where you're underneath pillows?
No.
Yeah.
This is a different one? No, because it was a combo.
In the meanwhile, while we wait for this to load up.
Oh, yeah, give your trade name.
No, I was going to say, obviously, well, I don't want to, you know, let's dive all over the place, guys. Let's try and stay on topic. Let's play LaMelo Ball getting scared by a clown. Wow.
Just love the way he swings.
Right. He ain't never getting in a fight in a basketball game.
That is
not with that action.
That is not impressive.
Nope.
Look at the wind up on the slap.
Can I just tell you? He slapped that clown like Shanae-Nae.
He really did.
Right? Like, look, after this move and the scream, and then the slap.
It really was a wind up. It looked like a pitcher winding up.
Well, the thing is, like, now we have to, like, when the Hornets come down here, we have to bring Clown Face. Like that has to like we have to go clown face behind the basket. Behind that's what we got to do.
That's cool.
That would be so good.
You know, like that has to be the move. That has to be the move. But man, I mean, that poor clown decorator. Thank God it was a decoration, not a mascot. Mm. Imagine if you had little Bernie in there. Woof.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna show y'all what happens to kids that come to my house.
All right, hold on, I got this.
Halloween.
Here we go. Hold on.
Mm, all right.
Boom. Hold, load it up. Oh yeah. Ready? Let's do it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Empty bedroom. Seems like
empty bedroom for Leroy.
Is that empty? Mm-hmm.
All right, there's Young Fonz.
Okay. Oh, it's a double. It was really true.
Why are you so? Why were you in the closet?
Yeah. Yes.
It was.
He was a decoy.
I was the first yell.
Yeah, but it was like, okay.
You see why the film was? I was laughing so hard because I
couldn't contain yourself.
That we would get ready to get him right. I was in the closet going.
Poor kid's holding his chest.
Like,
honestly, it for me, it's big spoon behind the pillow. There, that was
first of all, I couldn't believe she could fit under that pillow.
Oh, that was
so cute.
That was the crazy thing. That was the crazy thing.
I can hear you whispering.
I love the whispering in the beginning.
Your son walks in. Here's Fonz.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, so beware if you're going to the Horde household tonight.
Hey, you coming to my house? We got bushes and all kind of other stuff, but mostly a big ass black man in the bushes. I'm just telling you. So you want the candy? The candy is right on the other side of that brown door, in between the black man, four dogs, and the door. If you want it, come at your own peril. Just saying. Okay. If you don't want to deal with that, Big Spoon to have some snacks by the street.
Ah.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Hmm? It's on your list.
Is untouchable. Untouchable. Not on the list. Woo! Not on the list.
I love how you're saying this. 3 minutes before we're supposed to go to break.
Actually, it's not that 3 minutes. Actually,
we're already late.
The show's over. I'm sorry. We're out of time. But Jaime, you're safe.
Absolutely, it's not. You're safe.
Jaime, happy Halloween, dude. Enjoy Mexico.
I'm going to tell you like this, fraud.
You
make me upset. Mexico this weekend,
I'm going to tell you like this, fraud. You've been real fraudulent today.
Wow. Oh, he's gone.
That's very bold of you.
Wow.
All right.
Real fraudulent today.
Toodles.
Let you know.
While he's gone, guys. All right, he's gone. I can tell you the list.
So now all of a sudden he's Mickey Mouse.
He's gone, guys. Look, the first person on the list.
And those later rounds, 7, 8, boom, 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 boom. Ah, my eye, my eye.
Brackish is where the water mixes, the salt water and the fresh water.
Whitish, brackish. I'm okay with all water, Leroy.
Buckle up. Here it comes.
I want to see if he can run it.
You just wait.
Yes, indeed, you can run it.
Wait, hold on. Isn't that Chris Brown?
Hope you mother have a good day.